John Lewis, our early reader edition. When people tell me nothing has changed, I say, walk in my shoes and I will show you change. John Lewis worked in the United States House of Representatives, which is the part of the government in charge of making the country's laws. He was a brave and kind man who spent his life fighting for equality, or fairness. He was a leader in the civil rights movement and worked very hard to make life better for everyone. Growing up, John Lewis was born on February the 21st, 1940, in Alabama in the United States of America. John lived with his brother and sisters and parents who were sharecroppers, meaning they worked on farms to make a living. As a child, John loved learning and going to school, and his parents knew just how important learning was. However, they sometimes needed John's help on the farm in order to make enough money to live, so he had to miss school. At the time, things were very unfair for black people in the US, and they were treated very badly. They weren't allowed to use the same bathrooms, water fountains, or work in the same areas as white people. This is called segregation. John saw segregation everywhere, and he wanted to make it stop. Inspired to make a change. When John went on a trip to Buffalo, New York, he saw that segregation was no longer happening there. Black and white people lived and worked together, and John knew that that's what he wanted the world to be like. He also heard stories about brave people like Rosa Parks, who refused to give up her bus seat, and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who gave powerful speeches about equality. John was inspired by their work. At just 18 years old, John joined the fight for civil rights. He believed that everyone, including young people, could help make a difference. John wrote a letter to Dr. King. The two met in person and quickly became friends. A leader in the civil rights movement. At just 23 years old, John Lewis became a leader in the civil rights movement alongside Martin Luther King Jr. In 1961, he joined the Freedom Rides, where black and white people rode buses together to protest against the unfair laws. In 1963, he helped organise the March on Washington, where Dr. King gave his famous I Have a Dream speech. A year later, John helped make sure that black people in the South could register to vote. John was arrested many times for his protests, but he never gave up. One of the most dangerous moments in John's life was the Selma March in 1965, also called Bloody Sunday. John and other protesters were marching for black people's right to vote, but they were attacked by the police. Even though he was badly hurt, John didn't stop fighting for justice. Because of his bravery, new laws were passed, giving black people the right to vote. A lifetime of helping others. John Lewis never stopped helping people. He once helped build a house for a family in need. He also helped create the National Museum of African American History and Culture in Washington, D.C. He became a U.S. congressman in 1986, working to make life better for all Americans. He fought for equal rights, cleaner neighborhoods, and giving more people the right to vote. Many people admired John Lewis. He won important awards like the John F. Kennedy Profile in Courage Award, the Martin Luther King Jr. Nonviolent Peace Prize, and the Golden Plate Award from the Academy of Excellence. He was often called the conscience of Congress because he always stood up for what was right. Republican Senator John McCain once said, "I've seen courage in action on many occasions. I can't say I've seen anyone possess more of it and use it for any better purpose and to any greater effect than John Lewis." John Lewis's legacy. John Lewis showed the world that one person can make a big difference. He proved that standing up for what's right, even when you're scared to do it, can change history and make people's lives better. Explore more My Hero resources about John Lewis here.